Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Pictured in nature, proclaimed in Christ, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen. Romans 1:20. Elizabeth Barrett Browning was right. Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush aflame with God. But only those who see take off their shoes. The rest sit round it and pluck blackberries. Hebrews puts it this way. Anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists. Hebrews 11:6. A.W. Pink explains how that belief is sparked by seeing the power of the Creator who made the world. Walk with A.W. Pink, a British author, pastor, and itinerant Bible teacher in the late 1800s to early 1900s. To say that God is visible in nature is true, yet it is a statement which needs qualifying. Nature reveals the existence of God, but it tells us little of His character. Nature demonstrates His natural qualities, His power, His wisdom, His unchanging character. But what does it say to us of His moral attributes, His justice, His holiness, His grace, His love? Nature, as such, knows no mercy or pity. If a blind saint unwittingly steps off a cliff, he meets with the same fate as if a murderer had stepped off. If I break nature's laws, no matter how sincere my subsequent repentance may be, there is no escaping the penalty. In this way, we may say that nature conceals as well as reveals God. Today's New Testament reading is Romans 1:18-32.
The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness, since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like a mortal human being and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural sexual relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed shameful acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their error. Furthermore, just as they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, so God gave them over to a depraved mind so that they do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice
them. Creation shows God's grandeur and power. Jesus Christ shows his compassion. What is pictured in nature is proclaimed in Jesus Christ. Sadly, what most people know of God, they choose to ignore. And though the choice is theirs, the consequences are not. Consider carefully before you come to the foolish conclusion, there is no God. For if you close your eyes to the telltale signs of his existence, you have no one but yourself to blame for the consequences.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.